AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The White House is calling it 100 days of historic accomplishments. President Trump's 100th day in office is Saturday. Our Sagar Magani is at the White House, where the president is pushing back this morning against reports that he's backtracking on forcing Congress to make a down payment on his border wall.
As lawmakers work on a budget deal to avoid a partial government shutdown this weekend, the president signaled yesterday he'd put off his demand that they include money to build the wall. Two people in the room when the president met with conservative reporters tell the AP he said he'd be willing to return to the issue in the fall. But this morning, the president tweets, "Don't let the fake media tell you that I have changed my position on the wall. It will get built." A White House demand that the measure include wall funding has been a major barrier to avoiding a government shutdown. Sagar Magani, Washington.
First daughter Ivanka Trump, an unpaid White House advisor, is in Berlin at an international conference of women where she defended her father's attitudes toward women this morning, saying she grew up with a dad who encouraged her to aim high.
There was no difference from me and my brothers. And I think as a business leader, you saw that. And as a president, you will absolutely see that.
Under arrest in New York, a former NYPD police lieutenant, two former police officers, and a lawyer who once worked as a prosecutor. They've been arrested in a federal gun licensing investigation. Prosecutors will have more to say about this at a news conference next hour. Storms have dumped up to 8 inches of rain on Raleigh, North Carolina. Firefighters have been pulling stranded drivers out of stuck vehicles. Dale Earnhardt Jr. will retire at the end of this season. He has 26 career NASCAR Cup victories. The Dow is up 202 points. This is AP Radio News. We had to file a Freedom of Information Act request to get this information. The Chicago Department of Aviation has released an airport officer's report on the incident in which a screaming doctor was dragged off an overbooked United Airlines flight. Listen now as an emergency response operator asks United what's going on with two passengers that United called, that United Airlines caller said refused to get off the airplane.
Any information? Were they drinking? Were they doing anything like that?
No, it's something with an oversoul, an involuntary or something like that.
An oversoul?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys overbooked the flight? This was a departing flight?
Yeah.
Okay.
The aviation officer reported the doctor was abusive. Video shows the injured doctor being dragged down the aisle. That officer and two others were subsequently placed on leave. Home prices rose steadily in February as more home buyers chased fewer available properties, says the government. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.